Facts help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
All right. Natalie, Jessica, and Jet.
Good morning.
And a couple friends. Of and friends.
So, little since schools are closed.
Yeah, schools closed on your way here, I suppose. That
yeah.
basically
also
happened.
My phone's like, ping, closed. And they're,
all right. Well, so,
yes,
okay.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is Little Jet.
Nice. With two T's.
Yes, with two T's. And he's a little domestic short-haired black cat. He was found in the engine of a car.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. He's about 4 months old, and he's a little scared right now, but he's very sweet. He's very sweet.
Yeah.
So I'm chuckling because just how he's just like in Jessica's hands, like okay, well, I would like to be back home, and but he is very, very sweet.
Oh, my gosh. That is a problem, this kind of time of year, cats getting up into engines, looking for somewhere warm. So
yes, they are.
And it's hard to get them out sometimes.
I know. They had to call whoever had him. They called animal control, and one of the officers went out to go help.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, he was so tiny. Just a sweet little guy. When you do get him home, he might be a little bit, like Jess said, he's a little bit scared now. So you don't want to overwhelm him by just letting him have the run of the house. It would be best to, like, seclude him in, like, one room and then, like, slowly introduce him to the house.
And he may not be good with other pets,
right? Yeah, he might be okay, but he might not be. He had a little friend, not like together, but he had a play date with another cat, and they were playing. They played a little rough, but they were, they're about the same age.
So. Sure.
I think he's at the perfect age if you were to want to introduce him to another cat. Then they're more.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They could probably be more accepting of it at this point and amicable than when they're older and they're like, no, thank you.
I know. When they're set in their ways.
Yes.
Right. Wet Nose Wednesday. Thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pet. Natalie, Jessica, in.
Yeah.
With Jet, how can we adopt Jet?
So if you are interested in Jet or any of the other pets, you can visit our website at www.hancockhumanesociety.com. On there, there's a tab to adopt, and you can see all of our adoptable animals. There's also an adoption application. There's no fee to submit an application. And if you do want to just walk in and see the pets with your own eyeballs, you can stop in at 4550 Fostoria Avenue here in Findlay.
Yeah, we had an adoption.
We did. Odin got adopted. Yes. I know. And Gidget, someone did look at Gidget, but they decided to go with another cat, Shelf, who had been there for a long time. So that's very exciting. So,
well, Gidget's videos over at WKXA.com. And we loved Gidget because he almost took us off the air.
She did. I know. And I just was like, you know what? We should just let her do whatever she wants. And poor Rex, you have panic in your eyes. And I'm like, she'll be fine.
All right, very good. Anything else? Do you need any needs now at the shelter?
We are always in need of dog and cat toys. We are currently in need of canned pumpkin and peanut butter. But also, an announcement. Dog license sales are coming up, starting. Yeah. They're going to be starting in a couple weeks. Right. So if you do live in Hancock County, you can get your dog license through the auditor, through our animal control department, or at different satellite locations. So just remember to
check
remember
things
to
out.
License your dogs.
Right. Very good. All right. Natalie, Jessica, Jet, and friends in this morning. Thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pet, Wet Nose Wednesday. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Howard in the morning, 100.5 WKXA.